Diagnosing autism earlier could make life easier for children and their parents. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Rajesh Khanna, associate professor of psychology at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, explores the search for a faster diagnosis.
Autism diagnosis is still a fairly slow process that involves observing a child's behavior and interviewing the parents. The delay in getting a diagnosis is a major concern. It would be better if we could find reliable and stable biological markers for autism. This would help doctors and other professionals diagnose autism earlier in life so that social and educational interventions with children can begin at younger ages. My laboratory uses MRI imaging techniques to search for brain-based markers of autism. Changes in brain function, anatomy, and brain chemistry, as well as changes in the strength of connections between different areas of the brain. We study large amounts of neuroimaging data to find features and patterns that are characteristic of the autistic brain. These features can then be tested for their ability to distinguish autism and healthy control participants with accuracy, sensitivity, and reliability. We recently found differences in the communication or connectivity between the cerebral cortex and two deep regions of the brain in children with autism. The unimodal area involved in sensation was overconnected with the cortex, and the supramodal area involved in thinking was underconnected in autism. This finding reports an important feature, although it's not yet used for classification and may not be powerful enough for diagnosis. But it is a step forward in our effort to find the signature of autism and understand why people with the disorder show certain social and behavioral symptoms. How the structure and function of the brain are affected can help us understand why people with autism are different.
That was Rajesh Khanna of the University of Alabama, Birmingham. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.